Begin the current daven, starts Baba Kama Dav Chav Beis, begin 5 lines down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah on the previous daf. That is, our Mishnah was discussing variations of the halacha of Shein and Regel, which were discussed in the previous two Mishnahs. So one of the cases were Hakel of Shenotel, regarding a dog that took a biscuit that was on coals, and it went to someone else's grain, and it ate up the cookie, ate up the biscuit, and then burnt up the person's grain, which the Mishnah said that regarding the biscuit, he has to pay Nezik Shalom, regarding the Gaddish, he has to pay Chatzin Nezik. Now, the Gemara will introduce the following Machloikis Amirom, which will then come in relation to this halacha of the Mishnah. Say it, we learned, Rabbi Yechanan Amar, a fundamental Machloikis regarding the Mazik of Eish, regarding fire. He says, Ishai, a person's fire. In other words, if someone sends out a fire, which then consumes someone else's things, damaging, Rabbi Yechanan explains the fundamental principle characteristic of this is Mishum Chitzav. It's because of the person's arrows. In other words, the Torah that makes a person liable, as we said, one of the Arba of Esnezikin were the Mazik of fire, of Eish, is because the person himself did it. It's like he shot an arrow. So although you're not doing it, it's a fire going, but it's because the person who lit the fire, and then it goes out to cause damage. Which Tosfos says, it's actually not even because the person himself lit that other thing on fire. Rather, it's whatever person was negligent and he didn't watch his coal, that's considered his chitzav, it's considered his arrows, but it's considered an extension of the person himself. Rish Lakash Amihi says, no, Isha Mishum Emayne, says the liability of a person's fire is because, like all the other mazikin of the Mishnah, of Shur and Bur, that damage, is because it's his money. As the Mishnah said, it's Memayncha, it's your money, it's your obligation to safeguard it. That's the same thing for your fire, just like regarding your pit and your ox. Now, the assumption of the Gemara originally is that the difference between a Biyach and a Shlokish would be, for example, if let's say someone lights a fire with a coal that's not his, where according to Biyach, you're going to be liable because it's chitzav, it's your arrows. If you take someone else's arrow and you shoot it, of course it's your liability, even though it was someone else's thing. Whereas according to Shlokish, you're going to be exempt because it's not your mom and it's not your thing. So you don't own that thing. It's the liability of the owner of that, whoever owns that object. It's they should have watched their thing. So then, therefore, in such a case, you'd be exempt. Similarly, that's the Machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish, regarding if a person's fire is his arrows or is it considered the liability because it's his money. Now, the Gemara explained, Rabbi Shlokish, my time alone with Rabbi Yechanan. Why didn't Rabbi Shlokish say like Rabbi Yechanan that the principle of age is because of a person's arrows? So Malachi tells you, no. A person's arrows, how does it shoot out? Why are you liable? Is because it's coming from the person's force. Here the fire goes by itself, and it then burns up something else at a distance. It doesn't go because I shot it out, I made it go. The fire goes by itself. Has the wind with it, as we said, but that's not me. And therefore it says, Rish Lakish, how can you say it's chitzav of the person? That's why there's a liability by fire. Rather, it's because it's the person's money. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, in my time, why does Rabbi Yechanan say like Rish Lakish that it's just like your pit and you have to watch it? So too, the fire is also because it's your mammon. So Malachi says no, because mammon is b'mamasha. By a person's monetary thing, the ox, there's substance to it. It's there's something here that you own that is you got to take care of it, and if not, you're liable for the damages. Ha, let's be mamasha. Here, the flame itself is what damages. There's no substance to it. It's not like I own the fire. There's nothing to it. It's just whatever it is that the fire is. And that's not something that you own it. It's not something that lasts. It's a fire. And it actually has to consume something else. So therefore, when the Torah makes you liable, must be, says Rabbi Yechanan, it's because of the person's arrows. That's why you're liable, but because of mammon, there's no substance to it to say that it's your object that you own, to say that the liability would be because of mammon. So now that we understand the machlokes of Rish Lakish, the Gemara asks many different questions on Rish Lakish's opinion that Ishai is because of mammonai, not like Rabbi Yechanan says it's because of chitzav. So the first question is from our Mishnah Tanan. We learned the case that the Gemara opened up with, Hakelev Shenotel Harara Chulu, regarding the dog that takes the biscuit and it goes to someone else's silo, to someone else's pile of grain, and he eats the biscuit, Chayiv Nezik Shalom, burns up the Gaddish, Chayiv Chatzin Nezik. So the Gemara says, Bishlem Leman Dama Isha Mishum Chitzav, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it makes sense that he says the liability for fire is because it's your arrows. Now, so who went and took this fire, made the fire burn? Chitzav de Kelevu. It's the arrows of the dog, which essentially any kaychai of a dog, of an animal, is as we explained in the previous daven regarding that's the same. That's what tsroiris essentially is. It's when the force comes out and makes it. It's not the animal itself. Now we know the halacha about tsroiris is that you pay chatzin nezik. Now a person that makes a fire, the reason why he's chayv nezik shalom is because there's no halacha of tsroiris by a person cutting it down from nezik shalom to chatzin nezik. A person's always mud loyim. It's chayv nezik shalom for everything. So, says Rabbi Yechon, in a regular case of fire, you're going to be chayv nezik shalom, because it's the kaychay of the person, it's chitzav. But by an animal, when the animal's kaychay does something, which is what the classic tsroiris is, it's only chayv chatzin nezik. Now, so therefore, we understand why by the Gaddish, you're going to be chayv only chatzin nezik. But Elman the Amma, Isha Mishim Emoin, the Quintus Shlokesh says that the liability for fire is because it's your money. Hi Eish, lav mamayni de balkelavu. Here, this fire is not owned by the owner of the dog. It's the owner of the biscuit that his biscuit was roasting, was being cooked with on the coals. That coal is the what made the fire. You said that what makes a person liable for fire is the one who owns the fire. Who owns the fire? It's the owner of the coal. That wasn't the owner of the dog. I know my dog brought it there, but that's not what the liability of fire is for. Fire is for whoever owns that, and that who, if it's ain, it's fine, but whatever it is, that's where the liability lies. So why would the owner of the dog be chayv chatzin nezik for the Gaddish according to Rish Lakish? So I'm Rish Lakish, he would tell you, the case that we're talking about in our Mishnah is the adye aduye, where the dog throws the coal onto the Gaddish. So he explains as follows. The alcha rara mishal nezik shalom. So regarding the biscuit, that everyone agrees, as it says in the Mishnah, the dog eats up the biscuit, he's mechayv nezik shalom. That's classic shein, which is in the reshus of the nezik. V'amokim gacheles. Now regarding the place where the coal falls, I mean the dog threw the coal onto the gadish. The place where the coal falls, that is where mishal mechatzin nezik. You're going to pay for half the damages. That's what the Mishnah means when it says on the Gaddish you pichatzi nezik. Rish Lakish explains, doesn't mean the whole Gaddish, as he's going to explain. It means the place where it fell, where the dog threw it. Where Rashi says either one of two interpretations, either because that's tsroiris, that's when the kayach, it's some pebbles shot out or it throws something, or then where it drops and it breaks something, it damages something that the dog did, that's chatzi nezik. Or he says because it's actually abnormal for a dog to throw the coal, and therefore that's going to be keren, which is keren tam, which is chatzi nezik. Now, Val Gaddish Kula Pater. But says Rish Lakish, regarding the entire Gaddish that ends up burning down, that actually the owner of the dog is going to be exempt. Because says Rish Lakish, the halacha is Isha Mishim Mamaynai. The liability is because it's your money, and it's not the owner of the dog's money, because it's not his coal. Moreover, explains Rashi, that you cannot say Tsrairis on the rest of the Gaddish, because from the place where the coal falls, and further on, the fire goes by itself. It's not the dog that did the tsroiris. It's the first shot that it shot out that was tsroiris. After that, it's not even kayach kayachai. It's just that the fire goes by itself. And therefore, that would be the liability of the owner of the coals, but not the liability of the owner of the dog. Now, explains Rashi, that's why according to Rish Lakish, he had to explain that it was tomat that the dog threw the coal onto the gaddish, because if it would be like, as Rabbi Yechon is going to explain shortly, that the dog had put the coal down normally on the gaddish, then the Mishnah's halacha would be difficult to say, where do you find that the Mishnah is saying that Yechayv Chatzi Nezik on the Gaddish? You wouldn't have that. Because on the place where the dog put the coal down, not throwing it, put it down, you'd be Chayv Nezik Shalom. Because it's very normal for the dog to take a biscuit with the coal and then put it down. That would be Chayv Nezik Shalom. Now, and further than that, you're not Chayv anything, because that the Eish is going by itself. That would only be the liability of the Bala Gecheles, not the Bala Kelev. So that's where Shlokesh has to state to explain and resolve his halach of Isha Mishmemayne to say that it's the Chatzin Nezik was where it threw it, which again is either Tsroiris or Mishunah, and that's why it's Chatzin Nezik. But the rest, you're right, you're going to be Potter. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan, who he says, Isha Mishum Chitzav, the liability of fire is because it's considered the arrows of the one that did it. So he explains, no, the Antcha Anuchi, the case of Mishnah Toma where the dog put it down in its normative way on the Gaddish. Now, al charara va'amokim gacheles mishal nezik shalom. So there's coming out a difference of halacha according to either opinion. Yechanan explains that both in regards to the consuming of the biscuit and the place where the dog put it down on the gaddish, the owner of the dog is going to have to pay nezik shalom. Again, for the biscuit is nezik shalom because it's shein, and the place where the dog put the coal down is nezik shalom because that's normal, that's like regal, and the dog did it with its own hands, meaning by itself. Wasn't it tsreris? Now, Valagodish Mishalim Chatzin Nezik, when the Mishnah says that there's going to be Chatzin Nezik on the pile of grain, it was talking about the whole pile of grain, because that is Chitzav of the Kelev. When the dog didn't act with itself, then the repercussions of that coming out is not because of mammon, it's because it's considered your arrows. Anytime Rabbi Yechon says you make a fire, what goes out is considered your koyach. So therefore, the dog's koyach is tzrayus. And tzrayus, we know, is chatzin nezik. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon says, the halacha of the Mishnah, chatzin nezik, on the gadish is on the whole gadish. But actually, where you put it down, not like Rish Lakish, is going to be nezik shalom, because you didn't throw it, you put it down. But at least not difficult under Shlokish from our Mishnah, the way he resolves it, because it's talking about the Adi Aduya, that it was thrown, and that's why there's a halach of Chatzin Nezik regarding the Gadish. So the Gemara continues asking, under Shlokish's opinion, Toshima from our Mishnah later on, the Samach Beis and Mabez. Mishnah says as follows, Gamal Ta'on Pishton. There was a camel that was laden with flax, and this camel was walking through the public domain. Now there was so much flax on it that the flax stuck into a store that was on the side of the Rishos Rabbim. The dulka b'nei shochenvini. Now inside that store, the store owner had a candle that was lit, and flax is very easily flammable. It went and got lit up by that fire. The hilikas abir, and it burnt down the mansion, the large building. Says the Mishnah, Baal Gomel Chayev. So the owner of the camel, he's liable for the damages. Now, however, but if let's say the storekeeper had a candle on the outside, not in his store, but outside, then the liability is the store owner's. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Aimi, he says, but if let's say the store owner who had the candle on the outside that caused the fire was for the mitzvah Ner Chanukah on the Yom Tov of Chanukah, where there's a mitzvah to put it into the public domain because of Parsumi Nisit to publicize the miracle, then the owner of the store is going to be actually exempt because there was a mitzvah that allowed him to do that. That's what the Mishnah says. So, says the Gemara, Bishlam Ilmandam Isha Mishum Chitza, we understand the coin to Rabbi Yechon, who says that a fire is considered Kaicha, it's the arrows of the one who made the fire. So, what would this case be talking about? Chitza of the Gamalu. Why is there a liability for the owner of the camel whose straw went into the store and burnt down the building? Is because it's considered the arrows of the camel. So, though the fire wasn't owned, there was a fire of the store owner, but it doesn't make a difference. The one who causes it is considered their arrows, and that's the arrow of the camel, which would be tzrayus, which would be a liability of chatzin nezik, or be mishuna. There would be something that it would create a liability. According to the one that says Rish Lakish, that the fire's liability is because it's your money, you own it, just like a shor in the bayir. Hayesh lav mamayna debal gamalu. But here in this case, where either way it was the fire of the store owner, it's not the fire of the owner of the camel. How can you make him liable for someone else's money when it's not something that he owns, and you're saying the liability is owned because of mamayna? So Amalach Rish Lakish would tell you, Hachamai Skinna, what is the case talking about in the Mishnah of Samach Beis and Mabez? B'misach seches, which that means to burn, but just when it comes to bricks, it uses that type of terminology of like scorching. Kol ha-bira kula. When the camel went and really by itself burnt down the whole building, what does that mean? Meaning when the camel was passing by, it walked by the entire building, and as it walked by, wherever it went, it actively went and burnt down the building. So essentially, it's like, just like Rish Lakish explained, that the Makam Gacheles, where the camel went and put it down, that is considered tzrayus. That just like if the animal would do a damage with something that's not it, that would be the animal damaging. It's just that what goes after that, that the eish is only whoever owns the eish, and that, yeah, the owner of the camel doesn't own the eish. But here we're talking about that the fire that was lit up on its flax, the animal was walking, and it walked through the entire length of the building. Now, so therefore, it's like it burnt it up, b'yadayim, with its own hands, which is a regular mazik. It's not even the case of eish. Now, but in general, where the fire goes by itself, yes, says Rish Lakish, that would not be Isha Mishum Chitzav, because of Mamoin. Then you're right, then the owner of the camel would be exempt. Here, what we're talking about is where it actively went and burnt up the whole thing. It's like the animal doing it itself, not because of the fire. It's the animal causing damage through the medium of the fire. Now, the Gemara asks, Ihachim Asefa. If that's the case, then look at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Imaniachen b'niner mibachotz. If the storekeeper had his candle on the outside, then it's not the owner of the camel that's chayv, it's the negligence and the liability of the store owner. Now, ask the Gemara, if it's toma where it was actively burnt up, yes, it was the candle of the store owner, But why would the store owner be liable for everything, as Taisa says? The owner of the camel should at least be somewhat liable with them, because he's also was negligent with this, the fact that he let his camel go and keep on walking and burn up the whole building. He sees his camel walking and burning up the whole building. So yes, it's not his candle, but at least some of the liability should share, because there's some negligence and some pshia there where he's letting his animal walk by and burn up the whole building. So, meaning if it would be burning up by itself, so we understand that whoever caused it, which was the owner of the candle, fine. But here, where it's not only the causation of the owner of the candle, it's also the causation of the animal going and burning it actively himself. Because if it went by itself, then it wouldn't be chayv. It's isha mishum yimani, it's not his mamon. So then why are we saying that he's totally exempt? So the Gemara explains the case to Toma Bisha Amda, where the camel wasn't walking by. It actually stayed in one place. And even though it was in one place, it by itself burnt up the whole building. How so? As Rashi explains, the bundle of flax on the back of the camel was so large, it was as big as whatever, however big this whole entire building was. So essentially, it's like the Makam Gacheles, even though it wasn't walking. It was able to cover the whole entire building just with its flax. Now, as Rashi points out, the Gemara doesn't get a chance to finish and explain what the case is talking about, and it jumps in quickly to ask a question. It says, what? Amda v'sichsicha? You tell me the case is talking about where it just stood there and then burnt up the whole building? And that's why you're saying, in the case of the Reisha, that there's going to be a liability for the camel? So on that, the Gemara asks, when koshikin dechem v'ni patru b'al gomel chav, then I don't understand the case of the Seifa. How can you say that when it's the store owner's candle, then you're saying that the liability is for the store owner and not the camel, because he shouldn't have his candle on the outside? What do you mean? In such a case, you see the animal just sitting there, burning up the whole building. Get him away. If he's walking, okay, you could maybe not catch up to him. But he was standing over there, so who's causing the fire? It's the owner of the camel. So why, to the contrary, why are we saying that there the chemini is going to be chayav? The chemini should be pater, and the owner of the camel is the one that's causing it. So now the Gemara answers, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about, why is the animal stopping? Because it wants to urinate. Now that is an honest. There's no way he's budging the animal when it wants to relieve itself. And it's just staying there. And the flax on its back is on fire, and it's as big as the whole building, and now it's burning down the building. So that's what the Gemara explains as we continue to Talmud Beis, by the case of the Reisha, Baal Gomel Chayev. So the first case of the Mishnah, the owner of the camel, he's going to be liable. Why? He shouldn't have loaded up his camel with its load until it would be so big that it goes into stores as it walks by. So the liability is his. Now, the Eish is not, you're right, it's not being because of Eish. Because Eish is because of Mamayna, and it's not the owner of the camel's mammon. It's just because it's the active camel that's burning it up. So what's the halacha? That depends on whose negligence it is that started that. In the case of Reisha, it's his negligence. Shouldn't have so much flax. Say for Chemedi Chayiv, in the next case, the store owner is going to be liable. He shouldn't have had his candle on the outside. You have a candle, and the animal's going to be walking by. It's going to get burnt up, and it's going to cause damages. And therefore, but the fact that the animal's not moving is not a liability for the owner of the camel. It's not his fault. It's an oinus. He can't get the animal to move when it's being mashed in. And that's why the liability is going to be from the Chemedi, who it's his fault that started by having the candle on the outside. But one thing is that it's not difficult on Rish Lakish, as we had asked from this halacha, where we said that how could there be a liability for the owner of the camel for a fire which is not his? So we're saying, you're right, that would only be if the fire went by itself. Here it didn't go by itself, it's where the camel was as large as the building, and therefore it's actively by the camel itself. It's not because of Eish. Gemara continues asking Rish Lakish, Toshima, now from a Mishnah, Samach Alf Mabez. The Mishnah says, Hamadlikes HaGadosh. If someone burns up a pile of a person's grain, now moreover, a few different variables, there was a kid goat that was tied to that gadish, and the evet samachloi, and moreover, there was a slave that was near the gadish at the time when this guy burnt up this other guy's grain. Now, v'nisrafimoi, and they get burnt with it. So halacha is chayiv, the one who made the fire is going to be liable for the burning up of the kid goat, and for the gadish. Now the reason being is because there's no halacha of the death penalty for this guy who made the fire because of the slave that died in that fire, because the slave wasn't tied down. He was just nearby. He should have ran away. The fact that he didn't run away doesn't make the one who made the fire liable, since he's exempt from the death penalty. So therefore he's going to be chayv for the monetary as regular mazik on the gadish and on the gedi. Now, however, says the Mishnah, but if Eved Kafasloi, let's say it was the other way around, let's say the slave was tied to the gadish, the gedi samachloi, and the kid goat was near it, not tied down it, v'nisovemai, and got burnt with it, so then the halacha is actually putter. The one who made the fire is going to be exempt from paying for the damages he did for the gedi and for the gadish, because that's what's known as kimlei b'dirab minei, which means to say if a person gets the death penalty, he doesn't have to pay for monetary damages that he did with that act. Because now here that he killed the slave, he's going to get executed himself. As the Pasuk says, Shmaris Chavalav, Nokim Yinokim, if someone kills someone else's slave, then he's going to be chayiv for the death penalty, where here he killed him because he couldn't have run away because he was tied down. And this guy went and burnt up the Gadish, which he knew the Eved was tied to. Now Rashi just points out, this that the Mishnah had to even talk about the case of Gedi at all, what do you need to? You have an Eved, which is the death penalty, and you have the Gadish, which is the monetary, and then you're saying, when there's a death penalty, then there's no Chiyah for the Gadish. When there's no death penalty, then there is a Chiyah for the Gadish. So why do you need the variable of the Gedi? So Rashi explains, as the Gemara later on will explain, because we want to actually say a case of a Chiddush when the owner of the kid goat is not the same as the owner of the Eved. Where you wouldn't be able to say that if there was only the Gadish and the Eved, those two variables, because as Rashi says, it's very normative for a person to send his own Eved to safeguard his Gadish. So therefore, that would be very normal to say that that was owned by one person. Since we want to say a case of owned by two different people, that's why we add in the variable of a Gedi to say that the Gedi was one person and the Eved was owned by another person. Now, moreover, says Rashi, since we wanted to say the differential in the case of a slave regarding if he's tied down or if he's nearby, which that makes the difference if you're going to be chayv on the Gadish or not, if he's tied down, you're chayv Misa and you're Patra on the Gadish. If he's not tied down and he's only nearby, then you're exempt from the death penalty and then chayv on the Gadish. So that's why once we introduced the variable of a Gedi, we also said by both them, Kafis and Samach, even though Rashi says, obviously, by the kid goat, it wouldn't make a difference if it was tied down or just nearby, because you can't say, oh, he should have run away, because he doesn't have the intelligence as a human being to know to have to run away from the fire. And therefore, even if he was not tied down, he's just nearby, you would be chayiv, as the Gemara says later on, where the halacha is that a person's shar is like his mamon. So therefore, that's the Mishnah on the Samach Aleph on the base. Where again, depending if the Eved is nearby or tied down, where if you have Kimle B'Ramanei or not, if you're going to be Chayiv on the Gadish or not. So now the Gemara says, Bishlem Elaban Dama Isha Mishim Chitzav. This makes sense according to Rabbi Yechanan, who holds that the fire, which that's what's talking about, where you burn down the person's Gadish, is a liability because it's like the person's Kayach. It's like his arrows. Now, Mishim Hachi Patr. That's why we could understand why you'd be exempt when there's the death penalty of the Eved, because as we explained, of Kimle B'Ramanei, since the person's Chayiv Misa for the killing of the Eved, it was tied down to the Gadish, so that's why he's Pater on the Gedi and the Gadish. But Elamanda Ama, Isha Mishim Amoin, according to the one who says that the liability for fire is because it's a person's money, it's like his Shor, Amai Pater, why are you exempt from paying for the damages to the Gadish and the Gedi? Ilu Kotl Turi Avde, says the Gemara, I don't understand. If a person's ox would kill a slave, what are you talking about? You're saying that in such a case that he wouldn't be chayiv for mammon? The Torah says, "Kesef shleishim shkalim yitn ladoina." If you have to pay 30 shkalim if a person's ox gores and kills a slave. So the question is over here, why are you saying that, oh, it kills the slave? So he's pater from all mammon. He's pater on the Eved, he's pater on the Gedi, he's pater on the Gadish. Why? You didn't kill him. Your fire killed him. Now what's the fire? Rabbi Yechanan says, the fire is you. Fire is you. So then, so the death penalty, so you're exempt from everything else. But even if you don't get it, but you could have gotten it, but it's you. If you do the, if even if you do it possibly b'shaygig, you killed somebody, so you're exempt from the monetary payments. But according to Rosh Lakish, you didn't kill. Your ox killed. Your bar killed. Your aish killed. It's your mammon. Your mammon kills. So your chayiv money, even on the Eved himself, your chayiv shleish mishkal. And of course, there's no kimle b'ramanei, you didn't kill him. Of course, you're going to be chayiv on the Gedi Gadish. How do we understand the Lochas Mishnah, according to Rosh Lakish, that you're pater from the Teshlumi Mam in all those cases? So, Amalchar B'Shim Ben Lakish, he says, Chach Ma'eskin, what is that Mishnah Samach Alvin Beis talking about? Kishahitzis Begufishal Eved. the one who made the fire, who burnt down his friend's kaddish, he went and put the fire on the slave himself, which means he literally killed him with his own hands. He took the shirt of the slave and he lit it on fire. There he murdered the slave. There, because he gets the greater punishment, you don't get the lesser punishment of the chiv baman, of the gadish and the gedi, and of any other payments. Now the Gemara says, if that's the way you can describe the case, it's not even like fire. You just used like a knife or fire, whatever it is, or gun, whatever it is that you used, and you went and you killed them. So of course, what's the chiddush to say that when you chayiv miso, and of course you kill them, that you're going to be pater from the dini mamonis? So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha." No, it's necessary, and this is what we mentioned before. Begedi dechad ve'eved dechad. There is a chiddush inherent over here that you can be pater on the mamon, because we're talking about that the goat is owned by someone different than the one who owns the slave, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah to tell you that even though there's no liability of death because of the goat, the owner of the goat is still going to lose out, that the guy who damaged his goat doesn't have to pay him. What do you mean? What did you damage from me? Just my goat. What kimla yiramene? What, because you chayv misa because of that guy's slave, you're not going to pay me? Yes, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that, yeah, of course we know that there's a murder here because you did it b'yadayim. Question is, but that should make maybe exempt from whatever you chayv from the owner of the gadish, who is the same owner of the evet. But the gedi, that's a different person, there you should be chayv from mazik. And I would say, no, since this one action is what made him culpable for all these liabilities, you say come to rabbanan, and you're going to be pater from the dini mamonis of even the bala gedi, who there's no chiv misa towards that person. So Gemara continues asking Rish Lakish, Toshima, now from a Mishnah on Daf Nun Tesima Beis. The Mishnah says, Hashelech ha-sabe'eru b'yad cher shayt b'katn. If someone sends a fire in the hands of a deaf mute, a mentally deranged person, or a minor. So says the Mishnah, Patim dini adam v'chev dini shemayim. He's exempt from court liabilities on this regarding from the human court, but in the heavenly courts, there's going to be liability because this is obviously some form of a negligence. It's just not that could be court enforced regarding liability. Now, says the Gemara, Bishlam l'man dam isha mishum chitzeh. We understand according to Rabbi Yechonu says that a fire is considered the extension of the person that's causing the fire. It's considered his arrows, his kayach. So why you pater? Because chitzev decherishu. Because it doesn't make a difference who owns the fire. It's who caused the fire to go out. Now, therefore, it's the arrows of the cherish, of the deaf mute, or the shayt, or the cotton. So you didn't do it. They did it. And them, they have no liabilities. They have no das. So that's what you're going to be pater. Elamand amma ishim b'shamim ma'inim. According to Shlach Kusher, says the fire's liabilities because you own the fire. So I don't understand, says the Gemara. Ilu master shayray. Imagine if a person would give over his ox. Lecher shayt to the cotton. To a deaf mute, a mentally deranged person, or a minor. You think you're not going to be liable over there? But as we said in the first paragraph of Yerim and Aleph, one of the stringencies that there is over of Shair over Eish is that if you give over your ox to a deaf mute, you're going to be liable because it's your money. Shmiras Nalacha, you have to watch it appropriately. You know a Cher should have cut and can't watch it. If it goes and causes damages, of course you're going to be liable. So if you're saying Eish is Mammon, just like a Shair in the bar, it's the same thing. It's your money, you have to watch it. So how does it help that you'll be exempt that the Cherish and Shair to be cut and cause the fire? Doesn't make a difference. You should have, it's your money. Your money caused the damage. You should have watched it. Why you pater? So I think what it says, Ha'id Ma'Allah, we actually said an explanation of that halacha, the Machlikis Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechonon, which reflects the Machlikis Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechonon we're discussing over here. Because Amr Rish Lakish Meshmei Dechizki, he said, Lo'i Shana, we didn't learn that halacha. Elikisha Masla Gecheles V'Lipa. The case that you're exempt over there is talking about where, what did you give over to the Cher Shad V'Katan? You gave him a coal, not a flame. You gave him a coal, and the deaf mute went and flamed it up. Where that's not the same as a shur. Because a shayr is ready to damage. It's something that, it's a mazik, and your shmiras is a lacha. But here, what did he give the cherish of the katan? A coal. A coal is not something that's ready to damage. It's the cherish that made it ready to damage. That's why you're going to be exempt over there. Avamasle shall have this chayv, says the Shlokesh, of course. If you gave him over a flame, you're going to be liable. My time, what's the reason? Because bari azek, it's ready to cause damage. And yes, eish is just like shayr and bar, which it's when it's something that could damage, you have to take the precautions. You can't give it to the cher shayt v'katan because you know they're not going to watch it appropriately. And of course, then you're going to be chayiv. There that you just, the it says that you're going to be potter is because it's talking about that you gave him a coal, not a flame. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan, he disagrees, which is L'shitas, as the Gemara says, Afila shall have his potter. He says, no, even if you gave to the Cheresh of Bekot a flame, the owner will still be exempt. And that's Rabbi Yechanan according to his opinion over here that we're talking about, because he says, what's the liability of fire? Ishoi, Mishum Chitza, because it'd be arrows. So whose arrows is it? Who caused the fire ultimately? It's the Cheresh that caused it. Kesav Rabbi Yechanan holds Tzavs of the Cheresh Kogaram. It was the holding of the deaf mute that caused the fire, which is Chitzav. Who's Chitzav? Not a mine. It's the Cheresh Adrikotans. And therefore, I'm not chayef for his arrows. He shot it out. And he's not liable because he has no das. So that's why you're going to be part in such a case. It says Rabbi Yechanan, so if you're exempt, even when you give him a flame, so he says, Le'machayva demasa le'gavze. The only way that the owner will be liable is only if he gives over some dry wood, silsa, which are these small little twigs, the shruga and the flame, and you give that all to the cheresh of a cotton, well, that's total negligence, where you obviously know you're really begging him to cause this fire, that's when you're going to be liable because of the Bashiach. But if you're giving over him a flame where it's not a Bashiach, ultimately, who's causing the hazik? It's the chitzav of the cheresh or the shaita of the cotton, and that's why you're going to be potter. But again, it's not difficult on Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish interprets it l'shitasai, according to his opinion, this time that you gave him just a coal. And for a coal, that's not even a mammon, that's a mazik. He made it into the mammon hamazik. And that's why you're potter. Now the Gemara concludes and says that Amar Ravi says, Kro umasnita misayel Rabbi Yechanan. Both the Pasik and the Braisa supports the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan that Isha Mishum Chitzav. Kro adachsiv. From the Pasik, as we see in Shemais, says, Ki seitei esh. When the fire comes out, which is where the pasuk there talks about umatzakaitzim, in other words, where it talks about the mazik of fire. So, what does the word teitze mean? It means teitze me'atzma, it goes out by itself. That's what it sounds like. And in other words, you can't explain the pasuk that is talking about where the person went and actually took a blowtorch and lit up the other person's gadish. Rather, it sounds like that he's making a barbecue, makes his own fire in his own yard, and now then the fire goes by itself, the wind goes and takes it. And because that's what the word teitzei sounds like, where it goes on its own, and yet still says Ravam, the pasuk says Yishalom Hamaver Es HaBeira, that the one who caused the fire, who made the fire, has to pay for the damages that was done. Which the word Hamaver Es HaBeira sounds like as if he lit it with his own hands. Now, what does that mean? You're telling me that it's kiseitz, it goes by itself, and then using terminology Hamaver Es HaBeira, who made the fire. Says Rav, Shemamina, Isha Mishum Chitzav. So you see from the pasuk that yes, because the fire is like the arrows, and the person that did it, you made the fire, and then the wind takes it. It's like shooting an arrow, where although it causes damage somewhere else, it's your initial action, your pshia for not watching it appropriately, that is going to be an extension of the person, and that's why he's calling it Hamaves Aveira. So too, Masnita D'Tanya, so too within the Braisa, the same idea. The Braisa says, Pasuk HaKasa, the pasuk opens up, as we continue on the top of Chof Gamam Ra'alf, B'niske Memayne, where it calls it as if the liability of fire is because it's a person's money that causes damage, where it says, Ki seitzeyesh, goes out as if it goes out by itself. So I didn't do anything, but it's your money, so you should have watched it. That's what it sounds like. V'sayim b'niske gufo, but then the conclusion of the pasuk sounds like the liability is because the person's own body caused the damage, where it says, Maver, that he made the fire, as if he did it by himself. So says Rava, again, to say the same thing, Lemelcha Isha Mishum Chitzav, as the Braisa says, to tell you because the liability of the fire is because of arrows, which is like Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, because the liability is an extension of the person himself. It's like the keichai of the person, that's the liability of fire, not like Rish Lakish, which says it's not because you did anything, rather it's like your money, like mammon, like Sharon Bar, that sounds like the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan.